now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
You have to be pleasantly persistent. You have to be pleasantly persistent in your job search. As I said last week, don't give up. Don't give up. I could write an entire book on the subject of being pleasantly persistent, not only about my own life and career, but also about my dealings with clients and candidates in the recruiting business. If I hadn't been pleasantly persistent in my life and career, nothing in my life or career would have happened. I can almost credit everything in my life as a result of being pleasantly persistent. It's true. I've wrote the book on it. I am telling you from experience. Wear down your competition. That's what I do. I wear them down. I outwork them. I'm pleasantly persistent. Not a pain. Nobody wants to deal with a pain. You gotta be pleasantly persistent. How badly do you want that job? How badly do you want to join that company? Do you know why you have to be continuously persistent in your life and in your career or job search? Because, and I've proved this in my life so many times, people, oh, I could bore you with the stories, and I may bore you with one in a minute here, but the reason why you have to continuously be persistent and don't give up, like I said last week, don't give up, because eventually your competition will slow down and quit. They always do. They always do. Survival of the fittest. Who's going to outlast the other one? One of you is going to quit. Who's it going to be? It's not going to be you. Why? Because you listen to this show. That's why. Most people quit too soon. Most people quit whatever they're doing. With their job search too soon. I found that I can simply outlast my competition, and so can you. The key is be pleasantly persistent, and like I said last week, don't give up. And if you're a new listener, go listen to the podcast of Don't Give Up. These kind of go together. Being persistent in your life and your career search, or your job search, you use job search. I use career search a lot, but job search will help you overcome a lot of obstacles. A lot of obstacles. I'm not saying to be a pain in the side to anyone. Listen to me. I'm not saying to be a pain. Nobody likes a pushy person. I'm not trying to tell you to be pushy. What I'm saying is you have to believe in yourself and your abilities. You have to believe in what you're selling. And what are you selling when you're on a job search? You! Believe in yourself. Believe in what you're selling. In this case, you're selling yourself. Well, Mike, I don't like sales. Well, do you like selling yourself? I'm not a salesman. Can you sell yourself? No. Well, you better learn. If you don't believe in yourself, let me tell you something. I interview people all day long. If you don't believe in yourself, the person you're speaking to and interviewing with won't either. Why would they? You don't. So you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in your abilities. You have to believe in what you're selling. In this case, you. And you're doing it in a pleasantly persistent way. Pleasantly persistent. Is there a difference? Yes! There's a difference. You want to push. You want to be persistent, as I said. Be pleasantly persistent, which means you keep... Let me tell you a story. I've shared this story before on the show, and I'll share it again. When I moved to Nashville, Tennessee from Colorado, I had I had barely any money. I had a little bit of money to get me to about a week. And then, you know, hey, guess what? If I didn't have a job, I had to go back to Colorado. Well, my goal in life, as you guys have heard on the show, I wanted to get in the music business, right? So what I had to, I knew I had to be there. I always preach that. If you want to be relocate someone somewhere, you got to be there. So I go to Nashville, don't have any money, and pound Music Row, basically, which is a street or two in Nashville. And I went into this particular company I targeted, which you can listen to some of those tips on the podcast about targeting your job search. I targeted the city. I targeted the company. I targeted the individual within that company, and I called on them. Did I wait for HR? Did I wait for my perfect position to be advertised? No. So I approached them and process individual and kept calling on them. For you not in sales, calling on them means visiting, going to see them, introducing myself, right? Well, I kept doing it, and I went once. I went twice. I went three times. I went four times. I knew the people in the office. They knew me. I dropped my resume off the first time. The rest of the times I would do, like, business cards or whatever I was doing. And I kept doing this. I was what? Pleasantly persistent. Was I paying? No. I'd say, hey, how's it going? Yeah, what's his name in? And I kept doing this. And I didn't have any connections in the entertainment business, and I don't know if you know this, but most of the entertainment industries is all connections. Everybody's related to somebody, their cousin, their brother, their sister, their uncle, or whatever. I didn't have any of that. I still want to be in the music business. So I was going to be pleasantly persistent because I was selling what? Me. I was selling me. So I kept calling on this guy the first time, second time. And I could see him in the back of this big window. It was right as you walk in, this big glass area. And I could see him back there. And every time I'd come in, he'd see me. I'd see him. Sometimes he had people in his office. Sometimes he wouldn't. But he never saw me. He would never meet with me, you know. And I kept just, you know, smiling, smirking, whatever, you know. I just kept doing what I was doing. Kept coming by. Finally, I wore this guy down. I literally wore this guy down. He said to himself, I'm sure, I never spoke to him afterwards. He must have said to himself, if I don't see this guy, he's going to do this forever. He's going to come by here. I used to go by, not every day now, ready? Pleasantly persistent, you know, not bothersome, not a pain, but pleasantly persistent. I go every day. I went every third day, at least two times a week, sometimes three working days a week. So he calls me in there and he says, you know, I'm thinking to myself, this guy must be thinking, if I don't see this guy and meet with him about employment, he's going to keep coming by. He's not going to stop. So he brings me in there and says, you must be Mike Palumbo. I said, yes, sir, I am. He goes, come on in. Okay. So I go in there. So I talked to him about Nashville. Now, this is a little side note. I talked to him about Nashville. I'm trying to get the music business in Nashville. We're a big, big music hub. And he says, we got an opportunity for you, but it's in St. Louis, Missouri. So, hey, guess what? What did I do? Oh, I just closed my briefcase and went home. Now I took the job in St. Louis, even though I just moved to Nashville. That's what I did. And stayed with them for a while. Then I got in the executive search business after that, which is another story I won't bother you with tonight. But we're speaking about and we're discussing being pleasantly persistent. Now, I was pleasantly persistent and I got the job. But I did what? What did I not do? I didn't give up. You can outlast your competition. Listen to me closely on this. You can outlast your competition if you're pleasantly persistent and you don't give up. Act like your life depends on it. It's do or die. That's where you have to be. Why? Because you're competing with people like me. And that's what I did. You're competing with people. Hey, it's do or die. Guess what? I'm not quitting until I get what I want. That's the way you have to be. You want to show confidence in your abilities. You want to show that you're willing to do whatever it takes to be successful. We want you in St. Louis. Okay. Hello? Did you hesitate? No, I didn't. I didn't hesitate. And we want you in St. Louis. Okay. I mean, it was right as soon as he got it out. You want it in St. Louis. Okay. Boom. Boom. Yes, no problem. Okay, so you have to do whatever it takes, legally. I'm not talking about doing illegal stuff. You have to show that you want it. Again, too many people quit too soon. Do you know why? You guys who listen to the show regularly, you know why. You know what I'm going to say. Do you know why they quit too soon? Because it's what? Hard. That's why. Because it's hard. That's why. It's hard. It takes a lot of work to be successful in anything. And that includes pursuing your dream career. You have to outwork your competition. You get it? Got it? So, figure out what it is you want to do and go for it. Outwork your competition. Have confidence in your abilities. Never give up. And always, always, always be pleasantly persistent while you're doing it. And it will pay off big time. I hope this helps all of you out there with this issue. Good luck to each and every one of you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.